Now, where does nutrition as a role connect with the correction of the running gait? You've got this person in the right shoes. What do you find people are eating? They're walking in the store. Are they into whole foods as a general rule? What is the nutrition status of most runners as a general observation?
As a general observation, they live the life that I once lived, and that's they live the American dream, and that's the fast food lifestyle. And runners have this hard-headed mentality that I can eat anything I want. My body's such an amazing machine that I can abuse it to no end, and I can perform on anything. And the reality is, they may be able to do that, but I've learned through time and experience that they can't do that optimally. And I can say to somebody, you know, let's look at a pair of new shoes, and let's look at a nice outfit for you to run in that's the wicks and pulls the moisture away. But let's talk about your nutrition, and a big wall just went up. Because all of a sudden I went from being a helpful salesperson to somebody who's very, very annoying, because you're asking them to give up something, a part of their life that they completely enjoy, and that is feeding themselves with whatever they want, whenever they want. And interestingly enough, we would automatically think that anybody who runs is always lean and fit. And the reality is, most people who run nowadays are casual runners, meaning they don't run enough to have leanness. They're not living the elite athlete lifestyle, and so they're carrying extra body fat. If you show up to a marathon, you'll find that, you know, 50-60% of the people, I'm guessing, are all overweight, even though they're standing at the starting line of a marathon.
What are your thoughts about runners who run overweight? Is that healthy? Should they reduce the body fat first? Should they use running to reduce the body fat? What's your approach?
Well, I always talk about nutrition and the value of nutrition, and I always tell people, listen, there's folks out there that are skinny that don't exercise, and there's folks out there that exercise like crazy that are overweight. So let's be honest. What you put in your mouth, when you eat, what you eat, how you're eating it, it has a direct relationship to what your body looks like. And if you want, you can blame it on your mom and dad, but the reality is you don't have to live their life if you don't want to live their life.